What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
All right, nothing to come in here with. It was a kind of a weird weekend yesterday. just to kind of go over what I had. And it was a winning day, but it was frustrating for me, especially with my prop plays. I didn't get anything right. Like, I was so close, but no cigar. Got a guy to get over 1.5 bases, he gets one base. He gets one hit. Or having the guy over 1.5 bases and he gets walked 2 times. Like, mm-hmm. Those are two just busted at bats because walks don't count.
Did you do any PGA championship betting?
I didn't get into it. There's so much stuff going on, man. And the fact that I'm so knee-deep into what I do in baseball. Like, I don't know if people really understand. This isn't me opening up a spreadsheet and going, oh, I like them. I've been doing this so long, I can look at it and say, I bet I'm going to like them.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody had asked me, he's like, oh, you bet the over on every Wrigley win game. No, I don't. But more times than not, if I see the money, people get scared of the large numbers, the 11s, the 12s, and they're justifiable because of the game environment. Just like over the weekend, the Orioles were 10 and 9.5 or 10 on Sunday. Like Saturday and Sunday, it was double digits here. Why? Because the hitting environment was so great. On top of it, you had bad pitching on Saturday, even though the Orioles didn't take advantage of it. And then you had, I think there's questionable pitching for them yesterday. And then the Orioles, I don't know that you could have expected Zach Eflin to come in and get rocked. But the Orioles over was my top play Saturday.
Did not expect that, actually.
And Sunday. So now, like, looking back at it yesterday, too, I was all Saturday and Sunday, 2 top plays for me, Braves, Red Sox over.
Yeah.
Boom, they went crazy. The reason I brought up the Wrigley thing, when people say, hey, do you always bet the over? If there's more money coming in on the over, more times than not, I'm going to scratch it off as a no bet, not necessarily go the opposite way. On Saturday, the wind was blowing in, so I was actually on the Cubs under.
Oh, Wrigley, yeah.
Yeah, so people thought the wind, well, Let me put it this way. The wind's blowing in, and it was colder there, but because they scored so many effing runs on Friday when I said take the Cubs over, it's a win Wrigley game, and then what did they end up scoring? 16, 17 runs or something? I said it would be played in the teens. So we hit the bet. We won, and then everybody's like, oh, they're going to kill the White Sox tomorrow, and they did. They beat them up, but it ended up being a push on the total. And then, of course, yesterday was another win game at Wrigley blowing in. I was on the under as a top play, and it hit. So my three top plays that hit were the two overs, Red Sox over, yeah. Orioles over, and then now this one, the under and the Cubs. I had the Thunder under and Thunder under. And then they obviously blew them out and it went over the total. So I busted on that. But the game sevens yesterday, as much as you look forward to them, were snorefest, man. And we'll talk about some of that a little bit later. Right around 9:15. I guess the next segment coming up, we'll get into some hockey and NBA real quick. But where are we looking at today? Because it is a light day. There's no NBA, no NHL. It's a Monday, so not everybody's playing in Major League Baseball. So let me start with this, because everybody loves betting the WNBA. I'm on the Seattle Storm -3.5. I'm going to pat myself in the back. I'm pretty good in the WNBA, which is like a ridiculous thing to say. Like, I had a really good year in it last year.
Dude,
so much
you were
so,
betting on Korean ping pong.
Well, those guys are good.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. I was going to say something that would have got me in trouble about names. And you know what? I'm not going to do it.
Go ahead.
Nope. You stop at the go ahead, because you eventually get me to say what I shouldn't say, and it's not fair. And it's all in fun. It's a joke, but you never know who's going to get their panties in a bunch.
Somebody.
Yeah. Just because you're offended doesn't mean what I said
the
was
land
wrong.
Of the perpetually offended.
Yeah. Well, the dildo of consequences very rarely comes lubed. We've all found that out throughout the past few years, you and I, Ed.
No.
I think we're sharing one.
Many times.
But no, the Seattle Storm minus 3.5. I like them today. I hit my WNBA play on Saturday. I feel like I got burned in yesterday's game because I had the under in the Mystics game, and then they just went off in the fourth. So it went over the total. But those things happen. So Seattle Storm tonight, going to be a top play for me to go along with a few others. And there's some interesting plays in here, things that you haven't heard me normally bet for whatever reason. And I'll give the play out in just a second. But weather supports a Reds under, Red Sox under, White Sox over, Twins under, Giants over. The two that I should point out, Twins under, White Sox over, the two best spots today. White Sox got Seattle. And that's Luis Castillo, who grades out as a top pitcher.
Chicago's known as the Windy City. You always saw it at Wrigley. Does it affect the White Sox?
Yeah, I mean, it still affects them, but Wrigley is the most affected.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because of the water there and like how the... Because, for example, over the weekend, the Giants had the wind blowing out at 20 to 25 miles an hour.
Right.
But because they're right there on the water and that wind swirls, even blowing out at 25 miles an hour is not the great advantage that you think it is because it's harder to hit in those types of conditions. And you also have to look at cold weather. Like I was talking to some guys about this that are in the industry and I was telling them how much I use weather. And I go, yeah, everybody can look and see if the wind's blowing out. I said, no, you don't understand. I'm looking at humidity, buddy.
Let me tell you, if the White Sox all of a sudden make a run, I may go back to church.
Really?
Pope Leo's a White Sox fan.
Oh, you know what? That is right. Everybody thought he was a Cubs fan, and he's not.
He's a White Sox fan. They actually held mass at the stadium yesterday.
Poor guys.
The White Sox held a mass in celebration of his swearing in, or whatever they call it, his installation.
Yeah, I wonder if he curses at the White Sox games. I'd assume that that Pope has had to say a bad word or
from
two.
From Chicago.
All right, so with the weather today, again, the Twins under, I was trying to check, because there's some rain in the forecast, and there's a chance that it could get postponed. And some people get confused when I say, hey, it's raining and it's going to be good hitting weather. And I've had like good hitting weather. So what I'm talking about is actually it doesn't have to do with the rain coming down. If you have a torrential downpour, they're going to stop the game. Guys play in rain all the time. But if the wind's blowing out and if it's raining and it's warm, the humidity picks up. And what happens? What happened here on Saturday and Sunday? For the Nats, at least. I mean, the Orioles got going late. So it looks like Cleveland and Minnesota, who I do like tonight to go under. I don't think this game gets played. There's too much. Like, the wind is blowing in so much in this stadium that you go, there's, like, it's an underplay or it's nothing. Because if they play in this game, the only way this game goes over is if it's just nickel and diming, right? Here's a walk. There's a base hit. Oh, there's an error. There's a goofy ball in the
air. There's a balk. Come on.
All those things.
Yeah.
So that game is most likely to get rained out. And again, in San Francisco and Kansas City, wind's blowing out at 15 miles per hour. But as this writes here, it's a park that minimizes wind impact. With Wrigley, it's the stadium that's more greatly affected by wind than any other stadium. And now you add in, you have Coors Field. For the longest period of time, where the White Sox play was the best home run hitting stadium, even more so than Coors, for a few years, and more home runs were hit there. It has to do with bad pitching and good weather, too. The other things that factor in, too, when you're looking at weather affecting it, we talked about the Giants, how it does in Wrigley. But now you have these smaller ballparks with the A's playing in Sacramento and the Rays playing
in Steinbrenner Field.
Yeah, so like today's another one of those games where the Rays haven't been scoring a ton of runs, but they're in these enviable positions to have a stadium where the wind's going to carry the ball out if you can lift it. It's just the Rays don't hit much, even though I'm going to be on the over today. So let's get to that. My top five plays today, I mentioned the Seattle Storm's going to be in there. I like the Cubs on the run line, -1.5. They're on the road. They're facing Miami. Ben Brown grades out ridiculously well. I do like Edward Cabrera. I just think the Cubs are playing some great baseball. Kyle Tucker is just I can't believe that they've already stated that the Dodgers are going to make a run at Kyle Tucker. I'm like, F those guys already. This guy's so freaking good. I don't know that the Cubs let him get away, but he's going to get paid a ton. But I do like the Cubs -1.5 on the run line. As I've said before, I don't bet run lines on home teams because you play for a one-run win.
No.
And I don't want to be the guy going, hey, a guy got on first. Oh, they're not holding him on because they don't care about him. He just stole second. And here comes a base hit and he gets knocked in and you lose the game. The other team wins, but you lose because you had a -1.5. I only do it on road games. Mets and Red Sox over 9 is going to be a top play for me. I think even though the weather is telling you an under, it's a small lean. I like the bats in this game to go off. If you've watched what happened with the Red Sox all weekend long, their bats got going and their pitchers stunk up the joint. Minnesota and Cleveland, as I said, is a good play if it plays, but I don't assume it will. I do like the Orioles a lot tonight. Okay, so you get Dean Kramer. This is the one thing you were talking about, Milwaukee stealing all those bases. Correct me if I'm wrong. Dean Kramer's actually pretty good at holding runners on. He's the one in the group.
Yeah.
The one. But as you mentioned, it doesn't matter. Churio, Frelick. I mean, you still have Yelich there. You've got all these guys. All their young players run. They, I mean, run a lot. That's why they lead Major League Baseball in stolen
59
bases.
59 stolen bases a team already. 59. It's only May. It's middle of May.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So that's something you got to look for. But I do like the Orioles a lot tonight, which seems like a dirty thing to say. And then on top of it, I'm going to be all over the Seattle White Sox or Mariners White Sox game to go over the 8. And I like Houston, Tampa Bay over 9. So to recap, my top plays, Houston, Tampa Bay over 9, Seattle over, the Mets, Red Sox over. I like the Cubs on the run line, and I like the Seattle Storm.
So I don't want to go to my FanDuel app, but can you bet a prop bet about stolen bases?
Yeah, you can bet a guy to get stolen bases.
Okay.
So, all right, we got to step out. We're going to talk some NBA and hockey next. We'll get to Rick, too, as well. 410-583-1057. Rob Long coming up at 9:30. Stay tuned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right. Ed, you got your chance to talk NBA and NHL, but it's the shortest segment of the day. Joe came in, he's like, hey, if you guys wanted to talk NBA or NHL, it's like, no, we just wanted to bitch about it on the air. We don't care. But go ahead. Go ahead. Game 7 yesterday, Snorefest, as Florida went in, just beat Toronto's ass. Oh, yeah. It was awful. Same thing with the Thunder in the NBA. But What did you think of Dallas over Winnipeg on Saturday?
If you remember, I called that series.
Yep. I thought you were stupid for it.
A lot of people did. Winnipeg was they won the President's Trophy this year, best record in the regular season hockey, great defensive teams. Everybody's favorite for the Stanley Cup. I just didn't like the matchup. I liked the Stars. I just thought that they were going to win this series. Don't know if they won the Stanley Cup, but I got it right, and they did. And as far as the Florida series, the Maple Leafs, my rooting interest was Toronto. Because I like the Lightning, and that's a real rivalry with the Panthers down there. They genuinely hate each other, and you can understand why. It's, two teams in the state, they hate each other, and they're both good every year. So I get it. But to the Maple Leafs fans, the Maple Leafs have the longest drought in Stanley Cup history. So, 67 years.
I jumped
over. No, excuse me. They haven't won since 1967, not 67 years.
Well, hold on. You might want to do the math, because we could be pretty damn close to
it. It's close. It's like
58?
Yeah.
Is that right?
58, 59,
yeah, whatever. 58. Carry the two.
Right. But it's close. But yeah, so they haven't won the cup in that long.
No, I jumped on a podcast yesterday with a guy that was a huge Maple Leafs fan, and the guys that were like saying they thought Florida was going to win, he was just like, oh. He was so.
You had to see the Leafs fans. They were distraught. And I get it. I mean, I totally get it.
They went out with a whimper, right?
Yeah. And that's a team. The Hockey Hall of Fame is in Toronto. That's the original six team, Hockey Hall of Fame. It's Toronto. And the Panthers is tough. They're a little dirty.
The Panthers.
They're a little dirty. When I say a little dirty, it's like.
Hold on. Let me just say this. When Ed says a little dirty, like if you asked him if his sex was a little dirty, he goes, yeah, it's a little dirty.
Well, I put it like this. Yes. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a little dirty. It's like you don't want your parents to find out. Yeah, the Panthers, like, you can't run for public office. Okay. I mean, it's that bad. It's
You were telling me all along that they've just been so effing physical, borderline, like,
dirty.
Assault.
No, they were dirty. They really were. There was some really flagrant, nasty elbows to the face and stuff. And they're facing the Hurricanes now. And the matchup's going to be interesting because Florida's very tough, a little dirty. But the Hurricanes, they didn't let the Caps breathe.
Okay, so give me the cliff notes.
They're smothering.
What do we have here now leading into this?
We have the Oilers, who are,
Edmonton?
Edmonton.
Not Houston, right? They're gone?
Please bring them back, please. Yeah. So you've got the Oilers who, you know who they have. You got, McDavid and Draisaitl, and it's a really good hockey team they with a great history.
And they're playing?
They're playing the Stars.
Okay.
They're playing the Stars.
Well, that makes sense because the Stars beat Winnipeg.
Right. Yes. That's Wednesday night.
Way to go, Jeremy. Yes. 2 + 2 is what?
They're in Edmonton. So they're playing the Oilers in Edmonton, Stars Oilers, and the Panthers Hurricanes is tomorrow night, which I think is really an interesting series because, as I said, the Hurricanes play a smothering brand of defense. They forecheck, they backcheck. They don't let you breathe. They didn't let the Capitals breathe, and that's how they end up beating them. And of course, they've got some goaltending there and all that.
Who do you like?
So, who do I like? Or yeah. Who do I want?
Well, give me both.
Well,
because I'm going to give you the cliff notes of the NBA and what we have.
Okay. From rooting interest, I probably like the Hurricanes only because my son now lives across the street from the arena. So he's come casually. He's a bit of a fan. He bought the NHL video game. So I root for the Hurricanes.
It's fun to root with your kids too.
Yeah, it'd be exciting for him to have the town goes. The bar underneath his apartment building is overflowing in the street with people in Hurricanes jerseys. Mm. I mean, so it's kind of cool. So, yeah, I'd like to see them win. Who I think is going to win, I think the Panthers are going to repeat.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'd like to see the Hurricanes win. We'll see as it goes on.
So, with the NBA, we had the Nuggets just go out with a whimper. Jokic in the post-game press conference, they were talking about what are you going to do? And he's like, drink a lot of beers. Which, good.
Did he say that last time?
He goes and watches. He would rather watch his horse races, the horses that he has over in Serbia. He cares more about that than playing basketball.
Yeah.
And he's so good at his effing job. So, real quick, you're going to have the Wolves are going to be playing the Thunder. I think the Thunder advance. This is the second time that the Wolves getting back here to play. Last year with the Mavericks and they lose. Mavericks go to the finals. But we have new blood on both sides. Pacers and Knicks, it's an old rivalry from the 90s. You remember all this stuff with Reggie Miller, Spike Lee, the choking.
How could I forget Reggie Miller?
How could you forget, what was it, 8 points and
30 seconds? It's 13 seconds.
13, yeah. Yeah. When you said 30, I was like, whoa.
No, 13 seconds.
It's a little long. It was incredible. It's one of the weirdest things that I've seen in a basketball game. and the rivalry there with Reggie and everybody else. I'm sure Spike
Lee's still hated there.
Yeah, Spike Lee's going to be hated. I'm sure we'll have some. Reggie will be calling one of the games or be at the game, and they're going to go back and forth.
That's cool. I mean, of course, obviously, I'm hugely biased, but Knicks games are so cool because look who shows up.
Yeah, everyone.
I mean, all these, you know,
Ben
Hollywood
Stiller,
celebrities.
Tracy Morgan. Yes. Like, just, yeah. Timothy Chalamet is a Knicks fan, and now he turned the Kardashian to Knicks fans. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's courtside. He brought the Kardashian. They're rooting for the Knicks, and they're from L.A.
Yeah.
So.
And, of course, then you go to the old Knicks. Like, you know, you'll see Ewing, you'll see Walt Frazier, you'll see all these old Knicks there. I mean, I just think it's exciting.
Yeah. So, again, I think the Thunder win it all. I think Ed's fraudulent Knicks get to the finals. And I'm going to be pulling like hell for the Knicks to win. I have never in my life rooted for a New York team. Mm-hmm. I just think this is so cool. They've never won during my lifetime. I have friends that have been Knicks fans for years, and they're so effing excited. Yeah. And because there's a vision of getting there. They're the better team. Yeah. They're better than the Pacers. They should beat them in five or six games, in my opinion. But Pacers have been
playing
good
basketball.
Did
you see the video of 7th Avenue? Not when they won the whole series.
Yep. All right, we got to get out of here. I'm doing all the wrong things since Rob's gone, because we have Rob coming up next. Why not get to him late? Rob Long joins the show right here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. Everything's running behind today. We got to welcome in Rob Long.
We don't have much time.
No. Rob Long's here with us, of course. Rob's on vacation this week. And Rob, I don't know if you heard the new update guy. I don't know. If you're going to stay gone long, they made me do it today. So, you might have to do it when you come back.
What, update?
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to sound as good as mine, but, you know.
I don't know. I've never done the update.
I'm kidding. Joe lost his voice. He came in this morning. I was like, hell, I'll do it. But hey, all right, we got to ask you. It's all weekend. You weren't there. Hyde gets fired. How you feeling?
Ooh, I think after Friday, what you saw on the field and in the post-game press conference, you kind of knew something was coming. And it's one of those situations, in my opinion, whether it's the right move or the wrong move, you had to make a move. I think for those who thought Brandon Hyde lost the clubhouse, I think the two games following that probably show you no, he didn't lose that clubhouse. You better be careful before you lose it now.
Yeah.
You better be careful, or now you can lose that clubhouse. Again, like I said before, when you're expected to be a competitive team, Whether fans thought they would contend or not, I don't think any fan thought they would be competitive. I think even the most critical Oriole fan thought this team would be competitive. And at times, they didn't look it. Just be honest with you. They didn't look it at times. Not all the time, but at times they didn't. And when that happens, when the disappointment is that great, somebody's got to go. And this time around, they chose to be Brandon Hyde.
Are you surprised it was Hyde? I know I think we all feel the same. Jeremy and I talked about this morning. Like, it sounds like you're on the same page as us, where don't know if he's responsible. They had to do something, obviously, because he can't just continue the way we're going. But why didn't they release a couple of hitting coaches first, just to see if, you know, that shook things up? Because getting rid of Hyde now it's like, it's May 19th, and you got a new manager. You have a new manager right now. So it's really early for this, I thought.
I guess it is. I don't know if it's early because the team is so far behind, so many games under 500. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little desperation. I'm with you. I think you and I, we're in charge, would have made the same move. You and I have been talking about it off air and on air now for like 2 or 3 weeks. What's going on with the hitting coach? And I'll point again: there have been pitchers on this team that have struggled who have gotten better.
Yeah,
there aren't hitters on this team who have struggled and gotten better. Well, Cedric Mullins started off doing great, then he started struggling. Look at his batting average and his OPS now. It's going down. You know, so to me, there doesn't seem to be a lot of changes with the hitters, but you're seeing some even limited improvement with pitchers. You can't credit the pitching coach for that and not wonder what's going on with the hitting coach. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. So why it was hot, I don't know, but definitely you know, and there were some things that were said that kind of make me scratch my head. Let's start off with last week. And you and I pointed this out, Jeremy, when Hyde said exit velo doesn't mean anything for him with hitters. Mm-hmm. And if I'm not mistaken, exit velo is something that, the upstairs cares about.
Yep.
So, I don't know if there was maybe his breaking philosophy. I don't know. That's all speculation. But, it's just – it's very interesting that it was Hod and no one else. Hod and Tim Cousins.
Rob, do you think? Do you think the comments on Friday night, because it was kind of interesting, where you go, somebody had asked Hyde about, hey, what are you going to speak to the team about, you know, what's going on in this tough loss? And he said, sometimes you've already said everything that needs to be said. I don't know what else you want me to do, basically. And I don't know if that's just a defeated man, but you'd have to be. Like, everything went wrong this year. Everything. Like, even the bullpen that was good, it's now worn out because the starters can't go there. The one bright piece this year is that Jackson Holliday seems to have figured it out. And I don't want to get ahead of myself because I think this guy's going to be an upper echelon player. But it's the only bright spot.
Jeremy, you know when you see it. You know it when you see it. He's figured it out. What the results are going to be, we don't know. But you know it when you see it. Jackson Holliday has figured it out.
Yep. So, I mean, what do you think, though? Yeah. Like, that's the one bright spot, right? If you want to hang your hat on something, it's that. But there's nothing else.
But I know now is the time for fans to question everything. And I get it. You know what I mean? I understand it. Like, someone told me, is now the time you're going to say we're overreacting? I said, no, I'll never say you're overreacting. Your passion is your passion. I'd rather you complain than for you just go away and say nothing. I've said that over and over. Now I'm not going to question whether Mike Elias is the right guy. You know what? I can't. You know why? Because there's a guy named Gunnar Henderson, and there's a guy named Jackson Holliday, and there's a guy there, Heston Kjerstad. And there's, you know what I mean? There are too many guys there for me to question the front office. Something went wrong. Something went wrong. Now is the time for the front office that I do trust to get it right, to fix it. Why was Brandon Hyde? I don't personally, you know, I don't know why. I wish it wasn't. But, you know, when they did it, it was the – we always talk about this meme, Alonzo Mourning. Like, you know, you're upset, then you kind of shake your head like, yeah, you know, something had to happen. It's not my job to define who goes. But if you did – if I were in charge, it would have been a hitting coach, not Hyde.
That's kind of how I feel. I would have just strung it along a little further with Hyde, because I just don't think, you know, I'd like to see him stick around if they do turn it around in the next month or so and get more competitive, because he's been here through the worst times. Anyway, how do you feel about Gunnar right now? You mentioned Gunnar. Holliday's doing well. He absolutely looks like he belongs. I mean, Ahearn's batting, you know, 300 with a 390 on base percentage, so he's contributing. What do you think about Gunnar? Is he finally back in a rhythm where he's going to be Gunnar again?
The thing about hitting, Ed, and I wish, and I'm going to bring in Adley Rutschman, because I think it's related. Mm-hmm. Gunnar looks like he adjusted to the adjustments that were made to him. I mean, that's the one thing about hitting. You know, you adjust and they adjust. Now, you got to adjust. Now, at some point, you make so many adjustments when you become that veteran, that you become that professional hitter. There are no adjustments to make at that point for the other team. You become a professional hitter, and they just got to pray they get you out. That's what happens to the great ones. You know what I mean? That's what happens to all the great hitters. Gunnar has made that next adjustment. There's probably going to be another adjustment made to him that he's got to figure it out, but it looks like he's finally made that next adjustment. He looks confident at the plate again. I'm waiting for Adley to do that. They figured out the pitching, something on Adley that it looks like he hadn't figured it out yet. Which goes back to coaching. Looks like to me, Adley is struck.
Which one of the Adley six hitting coach found it out? Was it the third one or the fourth one?
So. It just to me looks like, you know, Adley needs to figure out the next move. But Gunnar looks like he has it. He looks like he's starting to come out of it a little bit. He looks a lot more confident at the plate. Even on, I laughed because the check swing that he called him out on.
Oh, yeah.
And he looked almost like, you know, good and well, I didn't swing that ball. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like the confidence, like, I didn't swing the bat.
Well, he got rung up at the third base umpire. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man. You know, but even in that check swing, you know, he recognized it early and pulled it back, and everybody else knows that he didn't offer the pitch. He looks like he's starting to come out a little bit.
Rob, do you realize the gift we've been given? And happy birthday, because we don't have to see each other for over 2 weeks.
Oh, you know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm loving that.
That's my gift to you.
I plan my vacation around that. I guess you plan your vacation around
that's
that.
What
my vacation. Same weeks every year.
Yeah, it's set in stone.
the week leading to Memorial Day and the week of the baseball All-Star game. It's my vacation every year.
Well, enjoy it, man, and we'll see you when the Orioles get back in contention in a couple weeks, or at least I will. Right? Right, Ed?
Hey, oh,
right.
He just shook his head.
Ed.
Yeah.
Ed, do you miss not having 555 Rob Long in there?
558.
Yeah.
558. You miss that 558 Rob Long in there?
I do, because it's not quite the same here.
There's some things that are the same. Gina got here at 608, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm never going to forget that. Well, 558, Rob, they had to save it 602, Rob.
He ain't wrong, though. He ain't lying. All right, man, enjoy yourself. We'll see you when you get back.
All right, take it easy.
See you, man.
There goes Rob. Let me grab this call real quick. Rick's been hanging patiently. Sorry, Rick. He's in Ellicott City. What's on your mind?
Hey, good talking to you.
You too.
My thought is about letting go of Hyde. Up until a couple weeks ago, I couldn't relate to the arguments you were starting to hear for that. Mm-hmm. But then I got to thinking, what's the Orioles' problem then? To me, it's that they lack the clutch gene, that they don't have that, at least so far, that quality that the best have in any sport of playing their best in the biggest moments. And you saw that first in the playoffs, because before then they were exceeding expectations, no pressure. And then you saw it in with runners in scoring position. And to me, that's a psychological issue. And it's the manager's job to manage the team's headspace. Mm-hmm. So maybe it is on him.
I think, and Rick, appreciate the call. But we one of the things that we talked about, too, was that, you know, something had to happen. And
something had to happen, yes.
And we knew it. And the fact that it's Hyde, it's like, okay, I don't think he deserved it, but it is what it is, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I would say is, like, I don't buy into the clutch gene thing. I think that's ridiculous.
What, clutch hitting?
No, clutch. It's a clutch. It's a damn thing that Skip Bayless came up with.
What is it?
Clutch gene.
Clutch gene, sorry.
It's inside you. Yeah. Like, if you look at the Orioles, and we're going to talk about a clutch gene, how many games are we talking about? Are we just going to the handful of playoff games they played? Because that's not enough of a sample size to say that this guy isn't clutch. Like, you can't expect the guy to come up if he's hitting 300 and be perfect in every big moment, because to my estimation, he's going to be perfect in 3 out of 10 of those moments.
Right, yes.
So, that's just me. All right, we got to wrap it up. Encore, what we learned, all that and more coming up next.
Now, what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, I'm not sure if I'm ruining Ed's shovel or not. I don't. Maybe not. But Ed texted me this weekend about the event on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And he said, do you know what the dress is? Like, how should we dress? And I said to him, I said, I'm pretty sure it's casual. I mean, you know, I don't want to dress up and put on a pair of khakis and a polo. And Ed's immediate thing is, that's dressing up?
I mean,
for me, yeah.
For the rest of the country, that's dressing down, really. It's like,
I don't know. How many white trash areas have you gone?
I grew up in one.
Hold on.
The whole idea is you want to climb out, grab that ladder, and get out.
Go, just go to a funeral from somebody in Essex and count how many pairs of jeans and t-shirts you see at said funeral, and then come talk to me about my polo.
You want to talk about when I came to your grandfather's funeral?
Oh, yeah.
I was dressed in a suit.
Yes.
I was like the only person.
I told you. No, I was wearing a suit.
Other than you, yeah. Your family.
I was speaking, too. Yeah. But the best part of it was, like, Ed's looking around. I'm like, oh, God. You should have seen when my grandmother passed and my buddy Larry showed up. Larry's black, by the way. They thought he was the limo or the hearse driver. They're like, who's this guy? And then you're looking at guys that are wearing, there were about 70 flannel shirts in that room. I'm like, these damn hillbillies.
That's July 15th.
Oh, boy, that's your encore. Ed?
Your encore is brought to you by the Lion's Den. You can ask Jeremy Kahn what a cool story is.
Yeah, they have energy drinks that taste like body parts.
Yeah.
I didn't try it, though. I couldn't imagine what that tastes like in a can.
They all taste different.
Each can, or like
that's what they say. I don't know.
All right,
explore. Explore your curiosity. Get in the Lion's Den. Seriously, it's a great store. A lot of fun. Shopping. Way more fun after you leave and use everything.
That was like earlier when I was doing the Life Med read. And I was talking about the prices and helping you get an erection. I said, you can't beat it. And I said, well, I guess you can afterwards.
Now you can. Yeah,
so it's helped. So, all right, let's get to what we learned today. Ed?
Well, they're facing the Brewers tonight. The Brewers are not a very good team. They're surprising. I think this is kind of a disappointing team, too. I thought they'd be better this year than they are. The 22-25. The Cubs are the best team in that division. I always look to the Cardinals to win that division, and just the Cubs are very good this year. Pirates are a dumpster fire. But the Brewers are, you know, the opponent tonight. The only thing that really gets me, they're not especially impressive. I mean, I said 22-25. They're close games, only seven run differential, -7. But they've stolen 59 bases already. And one thing the Orioles do not do well, and Adley does not do well particularly, is throw out base runners. So I'm anticipating a lot of running. A lot of stolen bases on their part. They're tied for the league lead with 59. I just think it could be a disaster because you'll see a lot of base runners, I think, advancing and moving to scoring position. Just my guess for this evening's game, but that's kind of what I learned today.
Well, here's what I have, since we're not going to get into the birthdays and everything. These are always great. I went to an eye doctor, and he asked me, can you imagine a world without glasses? And I said, yeah, but what would we drink out of? Ed, I Googled lost medieval servant boy.
Yeah.
The result was, this page cannot be found. Oof.
Oofa.
Oofa. If you want to become a successful DJ, you got to start from scratch. Wiki, wiki, wiki. Okay. Joe, you get the... Oh, you knew what that was. Sorry. I was asked to name two structures that contain water, and I was like, well, damn.
That was pretty funny.
You like this? I spent my entire life savings on pasta. It was worth every penny.
Penny is a pasta.
Penny. Oh, man. I had a stock of perfumes, which I planned to sell for $100 per bottle. But since people weren't buying it, I had to sell them for half the price. I only made 50%. Josenta spelled S-C-E-N-T. It's the smells. You know, you get the free smells at Jimmy John's. All right, what do we have here? What did the fish say when it swam into a concrete wall? I feel like I brought this one back. Damn! here we go. The inventor of the Jack and Box... I remember this. The inventor of the Jack and the Box has died. The nervous energy that filled the room as they wheeled his coffin in was intense. You know, what do they play? Papa Weasel? Or Pop Goes the Weasel in that, usually?
Yes, usually.
Yeah. Usually, yeah. And
it's a Mr. Softy song.
Here you go. Judge, I order to pay you $10,000. Mario says, why, Judge? It's a fine, Mario. He said, no, it's a nut. I don't even know if that made sense.
Why does a judge have an Italian accent?
I don't know.
It's a fine, Mario.
Hey, you don't know. All right. What do you call a list of positive and negatives about teaching inmates to write novels? It's the pros and cons of pros and cons. See, and pros would be spelled with an E on the end of it.
So, right.
Yeah, so you know.
And cons is short for convict.
And, all right, my five-year-old boy asked me if I knew what a solar eclipse was, and I said, no, son. Bob Haney. And Ryan Ripken. Thank you. Thank you for that. Ryan Ripken coming up next. Stay tuned. We'll be back tomorrow, same time.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.